Good afternoon and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy and I'm joined by my compadre, Mr. Mike Yakubik. I'm also joined by Father Timothy Saad and Father Tom Rosman. Good afternoon to all of you.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Let us begin as we always do with a prayer. We'll do our prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay. Good to have, well, this is really great for me because these are the two priests at my parish, Joseph. So it's kind of like a double win for me.
There you go. Doesn't get any better than that. Father Rosman's my former pastor at the cathedral, so it's all good.
That's right. I know you both.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not sure if that's good or bad, Father. I was really happy there for a minute. Before we get going with the two of yous, you know, we've been doing confessions over at St. Joseph's drive-ups. And I do want to thank, there was a young lady that came over this past weekend, Joseph, and you're not aware of this, but she brought over coffee and hot chocolate.
You got to do what you got to do. I mean, you know.
It was rather cold, so that was very nice that she did that.
She did, and so I just want to publicly thank her. I don't know who it was, but she brought us all coffee and hot chocolate, and it was it was an extremely biting day, and it really felt good. I really wanted to stick my ears in the coffee cup, but I drank it. So, Father Rosman, why don't you tell us a little bit how you got started with doing confessions on the, you know, out of the vehicles?
Well, we have a lot of staff meetings here at the parish, and we heard about it, and I think maybe even it was Father Saad who originally saw it online, and we discussed it, and we said, hey, let's see if we can do this, and it is because of the Knights of Columbus that we were able to offer the drive-through, you know, with your being so wonderful as traffic cops and, you know, just being there to greet people and even handing out a form of the act of contrition to them. So, you know, we did it for the last 2 weeks, but as you know, there's been all kinds of developments as this coronavirus has spread. And unfortunately, we've been asked that it be put on hold. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I wasn't, Father, but that's a, you know, it's a shame in so many ways because, you know, we do, you know, as the faithful, I know personally, you know, I miss the reception of Holy Communion. I mean, I do the spiritual, you know, when Alexis and I get together and we celebrate Mass with you on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But you do miss it, you know, and I think you get to miss the people too.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I guess, you know, just like when you walk out of confession, I know every time I get done and the priest gives me the blessing, you just feel like there's a heavy weight lifted from you.
Sure.
You know, and you know, it's not even one of these deals where, you know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not really the massive sinner of the world. I mean, I think when I was younger, I was a lot worse. Now, usually I get angry and, you know, and stuff like that. And I don't pay as much attention to people as I should. But when you even those type of sins, when you get to talk to our Lord through the priest, you just feel that awe, you know, you just kind of get that relaxed feeling throughout.
Sure, definitely. Yeah. One of the things, though, that we were asked to do that should the necessity arise, that we just make sure that it is a suitable, neutral, well-ventilated and sanitized space. So I guess, you know, if anyone is really, really in a dire emergency and is in need of this wonderful sacrament, that we just you know, call your parish and see if there's any way that they could be of assistance to you.
Yes, thank you, Father. Father Saad, one of the things I do get a kick out of is I do enjoy your little 2-minute briefing every morning to the students at Trinity, and I'm sure it's not just the students.
I did. I lost a little bit of the audio, it's challenging to come up with something new every day. You know, when it first started, I thought maybe a couple weeks. But now, you know, it's something every day. But it really is wonderful, even though I don't get to be with the kids face-to-face. I'm usually there on Tuesdays at Trinity High School. It's nice to just feel connected in that small way. A little bit of humor, and then we pray together before they start their day. It normally goes up, I think it goes up, the school puts it up around 9 or 9:30. Some kids, I think, start school. Because it's kind of a little bit on their own schedule. Some of them start school a little later than 9:30, but some are a little earlier. But it's just a way that we can all pray together, maybe have a little bit of a laugh, and then get the day started and let them know that they're connected to God and to each other. And so it's really an awesome way to do that. We also had the opportunity a couple times to celebrate Mass in the chapel there at Trinity. And so, you know, obviously, as you were mentioning, being connected to the sacraments is really what we are and who we are and what we do as Catholics. So the other video stuff is just an add-on to that. But in this time, it's kind of a necessity because that is how we feel connected, even though the sacraments are how we are connected.
Well said. I enjoy it. I enjoy both sides. For those of you who don't know, today Father gave us a tour from the choir loft and above of St. Joseph's Church. So if you get an opportunity on Facebook, I would really advise you to take a look at it.
I told him he was making me dizzy. I looked at it earlier, Michael, with the ladder and stuff, yeah.
If you're scared of heights, it is intriguing. Father Rosman, I know that we're going to be doing planning for Holy Week. Mm-hmm. So if you could give us a little bit of information about, you know, what we're doing at our parish, and hopefully all of our clergy is doing similar.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, we're going to be fully engaged in what Holy Week is, you know, starting with Palm Sunday. Here at St. Joseph's, we discovered that our church does not have the greatest Wi-Fi signal. So we've set up a chapel, if you will, in our hall that is next to the church in a separate building where we have a much stronger Wi-Fi signal. So all of our live streaming is going to take place there. And then we do videotape a Mass from the church at a later time and on the weekends. And we give people the option of doing either the live stream or the taped Mass. We're going to have Palm Sunday, of course, beginning Saturday afternoon at 4:00. That's going to be for anyone who is able to hear, and also for our deaf. We have an interpreter coming for that. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of Holy Week, we will live stream Masses from Brindle Hall, and then we will celebrate the Triduum by live streaming the evening Mass of the Lord's Supper at 7:00. We will have morning prayer on Good Friday at 9:00. We're going to have the celebration of the Lord's Passion on Good Friday at 3:00. And then on Saturday, we will have morning prayer, again, live streamed at 9 a.m. And then we have a really nice custom here at St. Joseph's of a blessing of the food, and that always takes place on at noontime on Holy Saturday. So we're going to live stream that and ask people just to gather their food, you know, in front of their computers. And, you know, there are other ways of connecting with us, and we'll ask God to bless the food in that way. And then we're going to celebrate a vigil on our own here. But then the next day, we're going to have two Masses, one that is live streamed at 7:30 from Brindle Hall. And then we're going to have a taped Mass that we're going to offer, and we're going to have the glorious organ music on Easter Sunday. So I think that's pretty much of what our Holy Week looks like. And of course, if there's anything that I forgot, they can always pull up our schedule on our website, and especially click on the bulletin.
Now, Father Rosman, Jill Murphy, let me ask you or Father Shad, the diocesan guidelines, if you will, are pretty much the parishes diocesan-wide going to be doing essentially the same thing as far as the Masses or whatever, depending on the size of their parish and if they can stream or not stream?
Yeah, my understanding is whether or not they're going to stream, they are going to be celebrating all of Holy Week. But, you know, it depends on how they're able to connect with their own people that way. For those parishes that don't have that ability, I know that there's so much online, especially on EWTN, on the Vatican website, and, you know, I'm sure there's many other places. The Formed website also has some live streamed ceremonies. So if your parish doesn't offer it, certainly click in many other ways. And everyone's welcome to join us here at St. Joseph's. Just look for us on Facebook or I guess through our website as well.
Yeah, I believe that Rachel over at the diocese had put some stuff up on the diocesan webpage as far as who was doing what or the resources available, you know, to get the links to go to be able to see the streaming, live streaming of the masses. Yeah. And I know over at the radio station, we're broadcasting the audio from the mass at EWTN every morning at 8 o'clock, and then we retape it and rebroadcast it at 1. So that facility is available as well. That's 720 sure, yeah. on your AM dial. So there's a multitude of things that we're trying to do.
Yeah, yeah. And Father Saad did some projects on Stations of the Cross. I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, thanks, Father. We recorded our normal Stations of the Cross, our Friday evening one, Father Rosman got these awesome new stations that's praying the Psalms with Jesus, which is really awesome. Imagining how what Psalms would have been going through Jesus's mind as he walked the road of Calvary. And so we put that together and kind of taped it. You can't really do live stream with a really good production, you know, as the camera's moving and you're moving and all over the place. So we kind of recorded it, and we added in some music from a couple of our parish musicians, which is beautiful. And so we have Stations of the Cross for adults, and then we also have Stations of the Cross for kids. 14 families from the parish, we asked for their input, and they prayed the people's parts and sent that in by video. And then we just inserted in the priest parts. And so families can pray together with some of our St. Joseph families, St. Joseph school families, the Stations of the Cross. And they're recorded on our website. So on Friday or next Friday or at any time, if a family wants to get together or anyone wants to view Stations of the Cross, they're available on our website. And I know other parishes as well are live streaming or have recorded stations from their own parish. So even though we can't be in the church together to pray them, we can do it at home. And really, that's how the Stations of the Cross started in the time of the Crusades, when people couldn't get to the Holy Land to kind of do the pilgrimage to walk the real steps of Jesus. They brought them into their home churches. And so now we can't get to the church, so we do it at home. And so it's kind of carrying on the tradition of the Stations of the Cross.
There you go. Father, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we're just about out of time for the first segment. We'll be back right after these messages. And welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined by my buddy Mike Jakubik and also Father Rosman and Father Tim Saad from over at St. Joseph Mechanicsburg. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Well, we were talking the first half about the streaming and the masses and upcoming Palm Sunday and Holy Week and stuff. And I know both of you guys are busy, as are all the priests in the parishes of the diocese, but downtime-wise, have you got any time to go out and social distance and get a jog in or take your dog, respective dogs, for a walk or whatever?
Well, it's me, Father Rosman. Everyone here knows that I have my dog, Coco. She is a shepherd mix. She's about almost 13 years old.
And spoiled and, rotten.
Yeah, she is. And, you know, I think she's the one who sets the tone for the house, you know. But anyway, she loves to go out for a walk, so I like to do that at least once or twice a day. And she's already been featured on some of my videos. And I was talking with a friend who I said, did you hear what I said? They said, no, we were just watching Coco the whole time. So, you know, she's the important one here. Another thing I love to do is read. And I found a wonderful novel. It's called The Spear by Louis DeVol. And it's written, I think, back in the 60s. It's along the lines of like The Robe, but it's about Longinus, St. Longinus. And he put together this story about what that man may have done. So I like to read, and especially things that are connected with history. And certainly doesn't hurt any of us to pray and to give a little bit more time to the Lord during these days. So I've been making sure that that's been part of my regular routine. And it's been nice that, in a sense, that Father Saad and I, since we share a house, that we've been able to pray together, especially evening prayer, and have Mass together, and then to also have dinner together. I mean, you know, we're in every different direction, and if there's anything that is a positive in this, it's that, you know, us being that sort of family at the rectory, we're able to spend a little bit more time with each other and to enjoy each other. And I certainly hope that that's a wonderful experience also for people who are staying at home this
and
time.
Which so. One of you is the better cook? I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I had to do it.
I just have to say that if the meal involves any type of fish, Father Osman is the chef. There is no better chef. I don't know that Father, if Father realizes there's any other type of food that exists, but if it did, he would be able to cook it, I'm sure, too.
I think I opened a can of worms here. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, but he's a very good cook. He's a very good cook.
And so is Father Saad. He makes a really nice pasta.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Little fettuccine Alfredo or whatever going on there, yeah.
Well, you haven't tried that. What's your specialty there with the ham in it?
Oh, the bucatini amatriciana.
Yes.
Yes.
With the kind of bacon and tomato and onion. Yeah, very good.
Yep.
But Father's right. It's awesome. We have a chance to kind of sit down, maybe for lunch and for dinner, and just talk, and we pray together. It's really an awesome opportunity to be together as priests. Not every priest has the opportunity to live with another priest. And so that's really, I think that really helps everyone get by in this time where you have someone, you're not in your mind, in your own mind the whole time, but you're with somebody else and you can kind of talk through stuff. And that's just really been awesome. And Father's been a wonderful pastor to have. And it's been wonderful that we could spend this time together because I really pray pray for people who are alone at this time. And, you know, maybe don't have someone that they are around to talk with. A lot of our elderly and homebound, they're in my mind and prayers, especially at this time.
I know one of the things that that's changed for me is not being able to go to the gym. Alexis and I are saying the rosary together more than we ever did, because normally Monday through Friday, I would say the rosary at the gym and she would say it at the house. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we would say the rosary together. And now it's kind of strange because we never said the luminous mysteries before and the sorrowful mysteries together, because we always were, I was at the gym, and I just like to say the rosary in the gym because it does two things. It makes me feel a little more peaceful when I'm there. And I just kind of enjoy whatever I happen to be doing, which anytime I say the rosary, it's during aerobics. But it's kind of nice to be able to say it with Alexis and, you know, be here together, just as Father Saad was saying that you and Father Rosman are able to do it. It does. It makes it a little bit nicer, I think.
Yep.
And that's a positive thing. And I hope all of our families are doing that out there. I mean, I'll tell you the truth. I'm saying more Our Fathers and Hail Marys and Glory Bees than I ever did, because that's what I use for my 20-second plus hand wash.
There you go.
Great, good idea.
So every time I wash my hands, I start off with the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Be. And I guess it runs like 45 seconds or something. But I figure, well, it's two opportunities. Also, you know, a moment of thankfulness that so far I don't have any of the symptoms of COVID-19, and I really don't want them. So I kind of do that every time I wash the hands. I say, dear God, please help this, you know. So.
Sure, definitely. It's better than singing happy birthday twice.
Well, I'll tell you, I think after a while I'd get bored with that, you know.
Yes.
With the prayer, it's a lot easier because you know there's an end result.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Michael, I'm not sure where we're at time-wise there. I bumped my time.
We're looking pretty good. We got about 6 minutes left in the show. And, we want to save some time at the end because I guess everybody realizes the fact that we are not in the studio. We do adhere to the governor's policies. We are recording this on Zoom. And Father Osmond is in one area. Father Saad is in another. Joe's in Hershey. And I'm about a mile, maybe three quarters of a mile away from St. Joseph's Rectory and church. Well, spread out.
Yeah, from the rectory, if you go down Keller Street to the 100 blocks where my wife grew up, right down the street from you guys.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yep, married a Mechanicsburg girl. It'll be 50 years ago, August the 29th.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, we haven't killed each other yet, guys. And with the self-containment, you know.
Yeah. Well, drive-through confessions could have helped you, but now with the stay-at-home order, I'm sorry, couldn't.
Yeah, I may need to come see one or both of you guys when this is over.
Talking about that, and it just struck me because I did see a little posting yesterday on Facebook, and two women were talking, and one woman says, "Where's your husband?" And she says, "He's out in the garden in the backyard." And the woman looks out and she says, "I don't see him." She says, "Well, you got to dig a couple of inches." And I'm sure, this is it's going to be a long time that we have to be together. But I think that's part of the good thing is that when you have a spiritual life, I think it does make it easier.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
We have that common bond.
Yeah, I was over at the radio station studios on Tuesday with Joe Aponik and myself. And I told him, I said, it's you have to get out of the house and you have to make light of some of this stuff. Because if you didn't, you'd go absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like when that hospital ship pulled into New York Harbor. And there's like 1,000 people standing on the adjacent pier. It's like, here's your sign, guys. We got to get the stupidity out of the gene pool, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my. But anyway, I want to thank both of you for joining us this afternoon and kind of sharing some laughs and some encouragement and stuff. And before we leave, one or both of you, I would like you to close with a prayer and maybe a blessing to your parishioners.
Okay. I guess I could do that. And you know what? I'm going to close with a prayer that was written by one of our seventh graders, and it's by Gretchen. And let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we live through these hard times, may we know that you will always be there for us. Let us pray that healthcare workers and emergency responders are safe in their duties to their nation and this world torn by grief. May we know that you will be there every step of the way in guiding us to eternal life. We ask this in your name, Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
And may God bless all of you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Stay healthy and safe, everyone.
Yes.
You too, Father. Yes.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael, thank you.
Gretchen. Thoughts?
No, I thank Gretchen. That was really nice. I think it just guys to show you what the young people are thinking too. And I think that's a positive aspect.
Yeah, I lost you, Michael, for some reason. So I'm going to just say with that, to thank Father Rosman and Father Saad. I'm Joe Murphy, along with Mike Kubik. Thank you for listening. God bless you one and all. Stay safe.
The Angelus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, your Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may be brought by his passion and cross to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.